Look at the outcome of this election and look at all those districts where Democrats have opponents like the Tea Party types on women's issues and things that haven't even talked about that Dan's opponent, at least from a distance, appears to represent to me. If those Tea Party new Republicans win, you're not going to see any of the Republicans having the courage to stand up and do what they want to do. They're going to be afraid. They're going to be afraid they'll be primaried. They're going to be afraid they'll be beaten. But if we can in those races where opponents like Dan's are on the ballot, if we win, we're going to get a double out of this. One, we will keep Democrats in play, and we'll also put Republicans back in play. Let me give you one example. If tomorrow John Boehner called a vote on any one of the issues from minimum wage to immigration, it would pass. Because you'd get at least 50% of the Republicans voting for it, and you would get the majority of the Republicans. Think of this, guys. Keep telling us America's divided. America's not divided. On every major issue in contention, for the first time in my career, there's a consensus in America. 53% all the way to 76% on everything from tax policy to immigration to marriage equality to women's equities to women's wages. There is an absolute consensus in America. But why? We can't get a single thing done. Because the mainstream Republicans are afraid to take on this new Republican Party. When Dan wins, when we win in places like Georgia with Michelle Nunn, when we win in those, and we will, you're going to begin to see the day dawn again where we can actually get something done. I've traveled almost 1 million miles around the world. I'm supposedly an expert on foreign policy. You know, the question I get asked from every world leader, from President Xi in China to President Abadi I just spoke to on the plane in Baghdad, to President Erdogan, to Prime Minister Cameron, everyone asked me the same question. I know your position, Joe. I know your position, Mr. Vice President, the position of your country, but can you get it done in your country? It doesn't seem like you can get anything done. So, folks, here's what I'm asking you to do. Don't just vote and make sure he wins. Make sure this man wins with a significant margin. Let's make it clear.